Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Which is a wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
Sydney?
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
On the face of this globe, there are more than 180 nations, and less than 6 of them allow their citizens to keep and bear arms. Places like the United States and Switzerland. There is a planetary move by the UN and powerful corporate interest to disarm populations. The Attorney General famously told a meeting of media executives that they need to brainwash the public against the Second Amendment and create irrational fears that guns are this incredible danger in the hands of citizens.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
The LA Times even had to admit that gun crime is down 51% in the last 20 years, but that the public has the perception that there's more gun crime than ever. But the people are starting to wake up. All over the United States, there are open carry rallies where the people are going out and retaking their liberties and openly carrying firearms that is still legal, but that the media had made taboo. A right that is not exercised is basically destroyed. Mayor Bloomberg, financed by the World Bank, sponsoring South by Southwest here in Austin, has come into town and financed multiple anti-gun events where they're even talking about how to censor free speech on Facebook to shut down the argument. So over 100 Texans marched today in an open carry march. And the good news is, out of hundreds of people that our reporters talked to, of trendies from California who had visited Austin, only 2 people didn't think citizens should be able to openly carry and keep firearms. We are winning the fight. Congress only has a 6% approval rating. Of course the power structure wants to disarm us because they're scared that the public might someday, under a tyranny, defend themselves. But what's really winning the Second Amendment fight is this. Yesterday, I took out a bunch of Hollywood people shooting out at a friend's ranch. And a lot of them had never shot guns and hadn't even been pro-gun previously. And they totally got it and said, I'm a good person. Why do the police just have guns? I just shot all these guns, including 50 cals. It was fun. It was safe. You know, there was one actress there who was shooting bullseye at 200 yards the first time she shot. She's like, wow, I could be a person with guns and protect myself. True feminism, empowering women. The fake feminists want men out of the picture to make the state the husband. That's what the system admits they're doing. And so we took these women and men out. They shot firearms and were converted in the matter of hours over to fully understanding the spirit of 1776 and individual freedom. And in closing, we have a clip of some young geisha girls today down in South by Southwest in downtown Austin. When they were handed an M4, M16 variant, their eyes just lit up.
Oh my God, this is priceless.
This is the same thing I've seen in every case. If you can get a progressive government statist slave of the system out to fire firearms, they will convert to a real liberal, Thomas Jefferson style. Liberals become real liberals. Join the libertarians. Join the human empowerment movement.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off super male vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We reported on this last night at InfoWars.com from the Ukrainian news. It is in the New York Times today, and the U.S. government is confirming, that is the occupied U.S. government by the globalists, is confirming that Russia is massing between 80,000 to 200,000, there's different reports, troops on their western border with eastern Ukraine and Crimea, and are massing tank divisions, armored vehicles, and mobile missile launchers, anti-personnel, anti-tank, anti-helicopter, and attack aircraft missiles. It's a big deal. And I keep telling everybody this is a big deal. And the Russians historically will end up attacking anybody that gets on their border or tries to destabilize their country. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe the New World Order is going to be able to defeat them. We'll have a great nuclear war, and Russia will be destroyed. I my issue is America's been occupied by the globalists that are destroying our country, deindustrializing us, attacking our families, attacking our culture, trying to disarm us. The Russians are not attacking anybody. The Russians are not expanding. The Russians have their own problems, but they're not offensively doing anything. And under common law, common sense, you're not supposed to sit there and mess with them.
The Ukrainians didn't go under EU control 3 months ago. The Soros State Department operatives staged the overthrow of the elected government, and sure, I'm sure it was corrupt. Most governments are corrupt. It certainly was corrupt, and it was connected to Russia, because the other side is connected to the EU and NATO, and you are seeing a proxy war, boys and girls, on Russia's borders. And Russia is not a red star communist system anymore. We're more communist than they are. They certainly are authoritarian in Russia, and becoming more so, because when the West messes with them, it gives them a real pretext to take liberty. Our government stages terror attacks, finances al-Qaeda jihadis, lets them attack us, finances mental patients jihadis. There's all sorts as a pretext to take our liberty. But the Russians don't need to stage anything. They've got the State Department and the Saudi intelligence openly funding al-Qaeda all over their borders, blowing stuff up. Chechnya, the list goes on and on. And now the West is trying to destabilize the internal Russian government in Moscow, and they're doing it, you know, on the borders of Moscow, on the borders of Russia, and this could easily turn into a large war. And if anybody attacks Russia with conventional weapons, there's a good chance they're going to use tactical nuclear weapons, like they said they do in Georgia, and they rolled them in, and NATO blinked and backed off. And I don't know if NATO is going to blink this time. NATO is run by Wall Street types in Europe and the U.S. and London, in England, who make 40-to-1 bets on MF Global and then don't get in trouble and they steal billions of dollars, like John Corzine. They are crazy. Crazy like a fox. I mean, they're in control because they've been bold. And they've been on the offensive attack, but at a certain point, Napoleon dominates all of Europe, he turns and invades Russia, gets beaten. Hitler beats all of Europe, turns, goes into Russia, gets beaten. And there were other cases of this before. And the only reason you get beaten is because it's be like invading the U.S. I mean, you're invading a big, giant country of people that are willing to fight. I mean, we can't beat the people in Afghanistan, folks, because they're willing to fight. You can make whatever moral judgments you want about them. But, I mean, the Russians will go to nuclear war with us, ladies and gentlemen. They'll go take a bunch of shots of vodka, turn the keys, and launch the missiles. I mean, this is not a good situation, is all I'm telling everybody. And we're run by Obama, who literally, the globalists do have an anti-family, anti-God, anti-sovereignty agenda. At the top, they're more technocrats, but in the mid-level and even high levels, right up to the very top, I mean, this is kind of a trendy, progressive jihad into Russia, because Russia is paying people to have kids. They're apologizing for eugenics in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Their population's gone down by 30%+. They're dying. And Russia's becoming more nationalistic, and that threatens the New World Order. They want their own New World Order, Russia-based. And believe me, if Russia was trying to finance movements to take our guns, if Russia was trying to finance movements to break up our families, if Russia was trying to finance movements to do things like that, I would become very anti-Russian government, and I would speak out against them. In fact, I saw some anti-gun reports on RT last year. I played the reports, and I said, listen, you're a foreign-financed media outlet. I mean, let's face it, our so-called mainstream media is state-run as well. Let's just be honest about it. Russia just doesn't hide it. I said, you run anti-gun crap on RT America, I'm going to start a campaign to have your license pulled. Get the hell out of my country. And by the way, they had the host come on and say it was their idea, not RT, to be in, and they apologized to me on air. So let's get this clear. If the Russians try to take one of my freedoms, I'm going to become anti-Russian government. They're not doing that, folks. I got foreign New World Order bankers perched on top of me and my family and your family, literally shutting this country down. What do you think Cloward and Piven Obamacare is? I mean, even the founder, the architect of Obamacare, the main architect, Ezekiel Emanuel, said, no, the plan's to bankrupt the system. Of course it is. Of course there's death panels. Of course it doubles and triples prices. Of course, I told you the website wasn't going to work. I told you it didn't work on purpose to make that the distraction. They now admit that. It's all a giant screw job. I told you that million-plus idiots that thought they'd signed up were going to go into hospitals thinking they had Obamacare, and then they didn't have it. Almost no one signed up unless you go in by hand with Health and Human Services. That's admitted. No one has signed up digitally properly. They just think they have. Then they've been data mined so the IRS knows where to go get your bank account or where to garnish your wages. And now that's admitted. People say, how did you know everything they do? Because these crooks, folks, are like a dog going back to its vomit. It's like saying, how do I know how dogs act at a dog park? I'm a dog fancier, folks. I've had dogs my whole life. I know how dogs act. How do I know how to go out in the right weather and catch bass and know where to put my line? Because I've done a little bit of bass fishing. I've done a lot of studying the New World Order, folks, and they act pathologically. It's criminology. They do the same stuff over and over and over again with new permutations and new modern advancements in tyranny and oppression and propaganda and disinformation and brainwashing and baiting and switching and spinning. But now we cannot have this type of stuff with nuclear weapons involved. World War I and World War II started with proxy state actions. What Brzezinski and the globalists think, they cannot have a nuclear war if they use proxy states? That's how all the big wars have started in the last 300 years. You guys aren't doing something new with proxy wars, using smaller countries as your battleground, like Vietnam or countless other examples, Afghanistan. I mean, I got to be honest with you folks. There's a real good chance this could cause a regional war, even World War III. I mean, that's what most analysts are saying, too. And we're just sitting here watching it happen, watching our leaders do it again. And with Obama, there's a real ideology, too. Obama, obviously, being bisexual, Hillary, bisexual, most of, and it's nothing even against those people, folks. It's just that the problem is they discriminate. You don't get in the liberal higher clubs unless you are. And so most of the White House is, and that's on come out, it's on record. And they really have a problem with Putin that he's not going to let them go over there and teach five-year-old Russian children how to have gay anal sex. I mean, you know, they're a bunch of pervs. I'm not attacking them because they're bisexuals, but that's grown into a bunch of wanting to recruit children, which becomes pedophilia, and I'm against that. You can call me, you know, a conspiracy theorist or old-fashioned. I'm not trendy. But I think, you know, it's illegal. I think it's horrible and oppressive and exploits children. And they want, and they here in America teach young children absolutely horrible stuff. You know, Jocelyn Elders wanted to teach five-year-olds how to masturbate. She said, reach down and show them how to do it. And I hate to, you know, to bring stuff up like this, but this is what they do. We live in a giant mind control facility, and you've got a bunch of, you know, Obama, you know, raised by his tranny nanny and the rest of it, and he's upset that they can't do that in Russia. They're very upset about that. You can make whatever judgments you want about the Russians. Nobody who's, quote, gay is being oppressed in Russia, folks. The thing is, they're not going to have state-run media promoting it. It's a depopulation agenda. It's on Russian TV. Russian TV now sounds like the Alex Jones Show in many cases. The guy that runs the big state-run media over there, I've seen the transcripts, sounds like, you know, he listens to my show. And I, by the way, I've been invited on big national state-run Russian TV, and I don't even do it. They offered me to come on last week live, and I've just declined it because I'm just not going to get in the middle of it. The point is the Russians know what's going on, and they're going, do we really want to commit suicide? Do we really not want to have any future generation? Do we really imagine us at the Olympics? People don't think of John Wayne or anything, or they don't think of Americana, George Washington, guns, cowboys, private property, frontier, Native Americans, all the cool stuff about America. They didn't think about that. It was all about men dressing up like women and stuff. And, hey, man, if you want to do that, whatever. I'm not obsessed with that. Don't think for a minute that you know, I'm trying to rain on your parade. My whole issue is we don't want that to be the national anthem. That is not what everyone wants to live like. And we don't want to be forced to accept your culture. We don't want to be forced to accept a bunch of women ruling over effeminate men in dresses. We want to have kids. We want to have families. We like big cars. We like beautiful, powerful women. We like children. We like fun. We like 50 caliber rifles. We like private property. And you know, the Russians like that too. Russians, it came out, admired Americana culture and lusted after it. That's the true spirit of 1776. And that's what I represent. That's what I want. I represent freedom. I represent libertarian ideas. I think you should step into that mindset as well, if you're a so-called liberal out there, or a mainline conservative, before it's too late and we have World War III. Because I have mainline right-wing Republicans attacking me because I don't want to have World War III with Russia. Hey, man, I love my kids. What about you, dummy?
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Music is fitting here for the transmission today, dealing with thermal nuclear war. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs says U.S. ready for military response in Ukraine. That is being reported by Zero Hedge with links to the website of the Atlantic Council that basically advises and runs the National Security Council of foreign bankers that control the country. So Wall Street and the globalist banksters are ready for military response. The quote, U.S. Army is ready to back up Ukraine and its allies in Europe with military actions, close quote, says Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey. General Martin Dempsey, has claimed that in the case of the escalation of unrest in Crimea, the U.S. Army is ready to back up Ukraine and its allies in Europe with military actions. Boy, isn't that just a wonderful, wonderfully horrible announcement. Now, Russia, because I studied what happened back in 1940 with Stalin and Hitler. Stalin and Hitler had a pact, and they agreed to then invade Poland secretly, but to have the Russians claim they were doing it to make sure that the Germans didn't take all of Poland, and with the Germans claiming they took it to make sure the Russians didn't take all of Poland, because one side of Poland was more pro-German, had more German-rooted citizens, and the other side of Poland, just like Ukraine, was more Russian-influenced, with those two empires always influencing each other, the Austrian-Hungarian, and then, of course, the Russian Tsarist Empire. So it's almost a replay of what happened. Then the Germans, a few years later, in Operation Barbarossa, double-crossed the Russians and went into eastern Poland, driving the Russians out, and then right up to Leningrad / Stalingrad, and just a few hundred miles away from Moscow. And, of course, they fought there for a year or so, and then finally failed, and then the Russians began their big drive into Berlin and the downfall of Adolf Alois Hitler and his bunker, if you believe the official reports, which probably are true. The point is that all of that is history. We know it. It was a war that killed conservatively 50 million people worldwide, 20 million of them Germans. 21 million Germans on average, if you look at the numbers. The numbers vary, 18 to 25 million. 21 million Germans died. 20 plus mil. Just remember that. And understand that it could be that a deal has been made between Putin and the globalists to just divide Ukraine right down the middle. That's why the Russian-backed government stood down when they were attacking police and let the protests get out of control. It's why the West helped fund it and is now trying to escalate it. The Russians then grabbed Crimea to secure their gas lines. It's traditionally been part of Russia anyways. They grabbed the gas lines and their military bases. And then now Putin says he'll stop and won't go in the rest of Crimea if the Ukrainians don't attack their bases, but then the Ukrainians are building up for an attack. That arms buildup has been going on for over a week and a half. The Ukrainians have one of the biggest standing armies in the world in their reserve, 1 million people in the Ukrainian reserves. And they are now massing more than 300,000 Ukrainian troops, 100,000 of them regular army, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, you name it, to attack Russian positions and are calling for a military response from NATO. This is all public. So while everybody's busy worried about South by Southwest and, oh my gosh, as you hear Kanye West or whatever his name was in town or Jay-Z or whatever their names are, you know, Justin Bieber, while we're worried about all that, World War III could be starting. It might not start. It might start. Because see, here's the deal. The globalist financial meltdown is happening now. We're sitting on 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives, 1,500 billion in derivatives. So all of that is going on, all of that is unfolding, and they're going to want a big war while that happens. Now, again, maybe this is a backroom deal to divide Ukraine, and Russia gets half the spoils and gets to take liberties and saber-rattle with the West and back their government up, and the U.S. and NATO and the EU get to have a big political fight and divert everybody from the financial meltdown and suck dry half of Ukraine as a snack, like the EU has been doing to all the other countries in the EU. It's like opting into brain cancer to join the EU. And I think it's opting into something not too good to try to join with Russia as well. The point is Ukraine should be neutral. But the Western powers and the Eastern powers are not going to let them do that. So there's a chance in negotiations they're going to divide the country. I've said day one, I think that's how that's going to end, if the West keeps pushing. But if they attack the Russians, it'll just be war. And then I guess you'll have about 20 minutes once that starts to go see your family, give them some kisses, and then try to get into a shelter before the ICBMs come in and the cruise missiles come in from the submarines off the coast and before the Russian sleeper teams start detonating nukes in major cities. So, and of course, the Russians will all be basically killed as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Get nuked by Russia because Wall Street's so incredibly insane. He wants to start a world war to bring in world government because they've got to run everything. They've got to control the Russian culture and make it like America's degenerate culture.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Out of the road for 40 days. Last night a little rock left me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie was doing all right. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact. Live all night with Kenneth Kane. I've got to tell you, Hunker is his name. Ladies, keep it right. As long as we can make it to the show tonight.
We're an American band, ladies and gentlemen. I want America back, not the Hollywood fake globalist overwrite, synthetic culture of death trash. I want freedom. I want people worldwide to look back at us and admire that we're the number one inventors, the number one trailblazers, and if you start a fight with us, we're going to smash you into the ground. But we don't start fights, we finish them. We don't go over there to Russia like Hitler and start a war, or Napoleon. George Washington didn't start wars, he finished them.
I have had enough, ladies and gentlemen, of the globalists trying to screw everything up. Their GMO, their toxic poison, their drugging of the kids, their deadly vaccines to brain damage everybody. The New World Order is the enemy, and its control of Europe, the United States, England, Australia, New Zealand, and much of the planet needs to end. They're allied with the Chi-Coms, who are about as evil as it gets. And Russia, ladies and gentlemen, is in their crosshairs, period. And they got the neocons and the controlled left and all of them wanting a big fat war to haul Obama's bacon out of the political fire so they can get their whole agenda through. The war with Russia is the false flag, ladies and gentlemen. It is the diversion. Ukraine crisis. U.S. to sell some crude oil from Strategic Petroleum Reserve in latest tit for tat with Russia strongman Putin. Venezuela burns as anti-government protests continue in Caracas. This is not Ukraine, it's Venezuela, the News of Australia reports. While the world has been focused on a missing plane, violent clashes have set the country's capital on fire. Student protesters have clashed with soldiers in the streets of Caracas again today, as three more fatal shootings raise the death toll to 25. As a month of demonstrations against Venezuela's socialist government intensifies, around 3,000 supporters and opponents of Venezuela's president took to the streets of the country's capital to mark the 1 month since the protest erupted. And again, the top story, I just can't even get into the other news, this is so huge. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff tells the Atlantic Council they're ready for military response to back the Ukraine coup government against the Russians. And the Russians are massing hundreds of thousands of troops, the New York Times reports, on their border. Isn't that just special? And I guess, you know, Obama's on vacation again. And he can shoot hoops. So, you know, where Hitler failed and where Napoleon failed. He said he was going to win in Afghanistan. He got absolutely routed with the surge and everything. That's just more targets for Al-Qaeda and Taliban to kill. Because resistance is victory. And you don't have the moral high ground being in Afghanistan 12 years. You don't have the moral high ground attacking Russia. You don't have the moral high ground doing all this stuff. This is not our government doing this, ladies and gentlemen. Only crazy people would do stuff like this, or people that stand to gain off crises, who make money off all the different sides. That's the globalist, that's George Soros, that dirtbag. He was 14, 15 years old and a Nazi collaborator who would infiltrate and knew the Jews' different tactics to try to evade being picked up in Eastern Europe. And he would go around and find them and shake them down and send them to the forced labor camps. And he's the guy financing getting rid of free speech and the Second Amendment, and who has groups he finances like Media Matters calling for us to basically be shut down. And he's over there trying to start war with Russia. I mean, how crazy is a 15-year-old Nazi collaborator who's now almost 90 years old, 80-something? How old is that son of a... Oh, man, I tell you. I mean, I am just sick of it. I am so tired of this person who's just going to make money off the crisis. Makes money trying to bring down England, makes money off trying to bring down Australia, makes money off trying to bring down the dollar. He is a wrecker. You know who the wreckers were? They've had them in every culture, but England has the most famous wreckers. Going back about 400 years ago, down by Cornwall on the southern coast, they would put up fake lighthouses during foggy weather, and they had local county rules where if a ship wrecked on the rocks, you know, a mile out, quarter mile out on the big rocks, they would go out and be able to get the goods. And most of the sailors would die or come into shore, and then they would come out with their ships the next day when the fog cleared and clean everything out of the wrecked boats. Kind of like buzzard... Vulture capitalism, I think is the way to describe it. Crony. See, just it has the word capitalism in its name, it's the opposite of real free market capitalism. And it's our enemy. It's our enemy. And George Soros is our enemy. And Al Gore is our enemy. They are the virulent metastasizing cancer. And the Republican Party is like the rest of the body going, you can go ahead and have the lungs and the brain. We're just the guts. Eat us last. Because in the time frame, I guess these old 70, 80-year-old Republicans getting their payoffs and the blue bloods are being blackmailed and they got their daily pension of hookers and mistresses and everything else up there in D.C. And they're just like, they openly say, hey, just leave us alone. You can have it all. Yeah, you can teach the kids 2 plus 2 equals 5. You can teach 5-year-olds how to, you know, dress like a woman. 5-year-old boys. Yeah, you can arrest people for drawing a picture of a gun. Yeah, you can totally do whatever you want. Just leave us alone. And, of course, if you idiots think you're going to be left alone when the globalists fully take over, you got another thing coming. They're going to arrest and jail and set you up and ruin you. You fools. You idiots. John Boehner and all the rest of you are absolutely collaborating filth. And you have no common sense, and you don't study history, and you cannot feel the impending doom. You cannot feel the dread of the gates of the republic fully falling. You think the country's overrun by criminal operations right now? We're only dealing with the vanguard scouts of the New World Order right now. When those shields and those gates, when the hedge, which is starting to fall, when the gate goes down, folks, the New World Order literally has hated American barbarian guts. Because America was founded by barbarian invasions. And was endless barbarian wars before that with the Native Americans. This was the Wild Wild West. This was Conan the Barbarian for real. This was all the swashbucklers and criminals and pirates and adventurers and runners and real men and slaves, half of which would die on the ships over, and the sailors, half of which would die at every 3 missions out. Just the absolute creme de la creme of humanity founded this country. And that's why we were the apple of the world's eye. The real swashbucklers. And the New World Order is going to bring us down. They hate us. The technocratic, ancient French, British, and other elites, and the Rothschild elites, they're all the same, inbred together. They hate human vitality. They hate surging power. They hate Renaissance. They hate powerful feminine women. Man, I saw a painting one time that I want to get a print of. If you type in cave woman, it's a painting from like the 18th century. And it's an artist's rendition of a cave woman with her kids behind her with a saber-toothed cat coming into the cave. And it's the sexiest looking woman I've ever seen. I need to find that painting. And that's what I want hanging up is a big, giant painting of that. Because the men are going out hunting and the big cat's coming in and she's got like a club in her hand. They do not want that. They want women disarmed, totally mindless, believing the television culture, cut off from the men. The state is their husband, and they're doing it. It is incredible. They turn the men into arrested development cowards that think watching football is what's manly. I've kind of digressed, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that the globalists want us domesticated so they can do whatever they want to us and use us. And they're going after any national sovereign country that's red-blooded and aggressive that hasn't been dominated. And the British Empire that's metastasized into the American globalist New World Order Wall Street Empire has been wanting to bring down the Russian system forever. The czars were corrupt and ancient and whatever, but they weren't anti-Russian. They had to be brought down. Then they put the Bolsheviks in to try to destroy Russian culture and create a hellish situation. And then now that's been rejected by Alexander Solzhenitsyn and others. And there's a battle within the heart and soul of Russia for the Solzhenitsyn vision of a strong nationalistic Russia with children and a growing population moving forward and the old Bolshevik attitudes that are still there. But the lust, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but the drive, the hunger for true liberty is in the Russians, it's in Americans, it's in everybody, and it unifies humanity around exploration, interstellar, but also here on this planet, an exploration of our own psyches, an exploration of our own potential. And it is that choice, the Agenda 21, anti-human, dehumanization, lowering IQ, glow-in-the-dark people shuffling around from trendy event to trendy event, totally empty, totally mindless, downloading whatever new psychological, cultural template is given to them, or the animating contest of men and women and striving and free association and letting there be winners and losers in dodgeball and football and track and essays to build and empower competition, which we know is like gravity. Without gravity, your bones turn to mush. Your heart disintegrates. And the globalists are removing the cultural gravity and pressures from the population and putting chemicals into the water and food on record to sedate the public for the long slide as we slit our wrists culturally in a hot bath into exterminism. That is the New World Order plan. I reject it. I say no to it. I mean, this is the ultimate evil we face. Now I digress. We've looked at the big global scale. Let's zoom in to a local scale now. And I'm sending reporters out there right now. In fact, I got great reporters, but yeah, they came in and asked me this morning, should we go out and report on driver runs car into South by Southwest crowd, killing two? The doctors are saying, unfortunately, looks like two more may die and injuring at least 23 people after he ran away from a cop that was trying to pull him over at a DUI, not checkpoint, but pullover. And yes, default, if something like if an airplane crashes at the airport, don't wait for me to tell you to go to the airport. Go to the airport. If some world leader just arrives and is, walking around, go interview him. Yes, go. And I want you guys to go down there and bring up the fact that, hey, this guy runs from police down the wrong way, smashes through barriers where they had 6th Street shut down for the festivals, tries to run over police, runs over more than 20-plus people. There's reports of folks flying around in the air like bowling pins. We're going to play in a moment. And the police chief has said they're going to go for 2 counts of capital murder, which means you'll get executed, which it is premeditated. You got somebody in front of God and everybody else driving around, running over people, and they still, this happened like midnight last night, they still, at 12:30 a.m., they still not released who he is or who she is. We're guessing it's a man. And they will not announce who it is, so it's either an illegal alien or it's somebody who was on some psychotropic drug who was completely out of their mind. Because every time they don't release who it is, it's because they're trying to get their story together. And I think this is a terrible situation. I'm not blaming the police in anything here. So I'm not here coming up with a conspiracy. I'm saying, tell us the person's name. I don't like the fact this person has been in their hands for 11, 12 hours. This is about 11 hours, 10 and a half hours. I want to know the name of this person. I want to know who they are. I want to hear who they are. I want to know their name. I want to know their MO. I want to know it. Release the information now. Now, they said an hour ago, Arde Saveda was set to give a press conference. Well, come out and give it then. Now, this is what I'm sending my reporters down there for. Oh, yes, it's very tragic. Two dead, more may die, 23 injured. There's still shoes and blood all over the ground, reportedly, because it's a crime scene. This goes on for blocks after blocks. This person was driving around like it was Grand Theft Auto. Are we going to ban cars in Texas? Because cars are used to kill hundreds every year. People use hundreds. Hundreds of people die every year when someone uses a car as a weapon. It happens every couple days. You see it in the news. Do we ban cars? They're trying to ban butcher knives in England right now because their crime rate's gone up more than tenfold with knives. They have a crime rate 3 times what the U.S. is, violent crime rate. They just use baseball bats, trudgeons, daggers, weapons like that. And are we going to ban knives? And people are going to say, well, of course not. He's a bad guy. Well, no. Shouldn't you turn your car in because you might use your car to hurt somebody? And people are going to say, well, of course not. We'll go, well, should we turn our guns in then when somebody does something bad with a gun? That's what I want my reporters to go out, show the report, what happened, and then talk to the trendies and see if they understand that logic. Because that's what we do here. We hijack news stories so that it's not just a news story where the system puts it out two-dimensionally. We then connect it to common sense and everything else. That's what I want my reporters to go out and do. In fact, whoever's not doing, I think it's David Knight doing the news tonight, let's send Ja'Kari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo out right now. I know I said about an hour ago, go out. Let's just go out.
He already went down.
No, good. He already went down before
he already went down, spoke to the mayor.
See, Ja'Kari didn't have to be told. See?
That's right.
Okay, because this morning I was saying send him, and he was already gone.
Down.
Good. That's what I like to hear. So they had already gone before I told him. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like right there. I don't have time to give my crew advice. So I just do it on the air. It's all totally transparent, folks. This is real. This is teleprompter free. So driver runs car into South by Southwest crowd, killing two and injuring 23. Two people were killed and 23 others were injured. When a suspected drunk driver, I got a call about this about 2 a.m. I got woke up and I almost got up out of bed and my back wasn't out from shooting 50 cal handheld. I got to quit doing that. My spine's literally kind of bowed to the left. But I got some chiropractor work done this morning. It's halfway back in alignment. Man, it hurts. But two people were killed. 23 others were injured when a suspected drunk driver fleeing arrest drove his car through temporary barricades and into a crowd of people, leaving a musical performance at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, police said early Thursday. Austin Police Chief Arde Cepeda told a news conference that a man and a woman who were pronounced dead at the scene of the accident were hit on a moped. Which happened around 2:30 a.m. Acevedo said the two people who died were on a moped when the motorist hit along with pedestrians who were leaving a club where a concert had been held. Neither victim's identity has been released. And, of course, they go on to say he ran through a barricade, almost ran over some police, went the wrong way. I mean, he was clearly running over people to get away from the police, probably on psychotropic drugs or an illegal. And I only say that because they're not releasing the name quickly. But I've just seen that in the past where they won't do it sometimes for days if it's an illegal because they don't want to ever talk about a precious illegal. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In 1814, we took a little trip
along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen, the police chief has had his press conference, and our reporters were down there, so they did a great job. We're going to have that. We also were able to ask some questions. Our reporters are telling us that the suspect is reportedly a black male. We're going to find out exactly what's going on. I don't think there's much suspect about it. The person's pulled out of the car that just ran over all these people. But it is a serious, tragic situation to see this happening, and Jakari just came in here during the break, and he says, I don't look like a jerk. He rarely bucks me on questions I want him to go out and ask the public. He goes, I don't look like a jerk going out to a scene with dead and dying people from last night and say, hey, what do you think of this tragedy? You think we should ban cars? Because, you know, a car was used to kill people. But, I mean, no, they say ban guns. And it's just as asinine because a bad person uses a gun. In England, they want licenses for butcher knives. That's BBC News. That guy's put into BBC. Forget the press conference, guys. It doesn't matter. It's good. I don't want to have the whole show taken over with press conference searching and all this stuff. We know what happened. It's done. We're done. We're not doing the press conference. We're moving on to a whole bunch of news. We're done. Boom. It'll all be on the nightly news. You know, the wreck, the whole deal. Time out. It's kind of like THX-1138 when the robot's going up and Robert Duvall's about to go out to the surface. And they go, turn back now. You know, we're running out of time. This project is over budget. Boom. Done. Nada. Shut it down. Anyways, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I just am directing from in here in the studio. For like an hour, I've been hearing about this press conference that already happened and just done. We're not doing the press conference. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back in the next hour and get into a whole bunch of news dealing with things that we can do something about and basic human liberty and basic human empowerment. And we're also going to get into all the other serious news. But as you can notice, I am extremely wound up right now as Russia is massing military forces near border with Ukraine. Russia's defense minister announces new military operations in several regions near the Ukraine border on Thursday, even as Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany warned the Kremlin to abandon the politics of the 19th and 20th centuries or to face diplomatic and economic relations from a united Europe. And that's what the Pentagon's saying as well. So the West comes in, stirs this up, overthrows the government on record, and then now says, Russia, you better not put anybody on your border. You better let us come in there. And now the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman is saying they're prepared for military response. That's up on Infowars.com right now. Now, some of the stories up on Infowars.com. TSA agents to eyeball bus passengers during security exercise. They've already been running illegal checkpoints and searching buses and people. This is just the public rollout of the TSA I told you about 12 years ago when they first founded it, because I saw them say on C-SPAN, you would have to go through them to get a job, to pay your taxes, then we have checkpoints at every major intersection, and we'll rule your life. And that is the domestic security force, just as big and just as strong as our military that Obama talked about. That's it, the rollout. Yet another trader, big stock trader and banker, commits suicide, rocks financial world. That's up on Infowars.com. Was missing jet hijacked. U.S. official fears MH370 was captured and flown to mystery location. By remote control, perhaps. What happened to Flight 370? An analysis of what is known. Excellent article up on Infowars.com. College group bans white people from diversity happy hour. We wrote an article about that yesterday. DrudgeReport.com picked it up, and Paul's got a new article out on that today. Unbelievable reactions from anti-gunners. Powerful video. And Obama threatens Congress.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.